It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And I'm sure many of you stopped by Vandemark Jewelry over the, or Vandemark Jewelers, I should say, over the holiday, getting that special someone or perhaps just a friend jewel gift. So, again, we got Dave O'Brien on the hotline from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how was the holiday and New Year for you?
It was fine. It was kind of quiet, Rocco, which is how I like it. Yeah.
I don't blame you. Yeah, the older I get, the more I like the peace and quiet. It's amazing. If you would have told 8-year-old Rocco, hey, it's time to, you know, peace and quiet time. And no, it's not. Let's have fun. Let's go crazy. Yeah, but yeah, no, not quite the same as we get older. So I wanted to actually start with the story that you had over the weekend in Sunday's edition of the Chronicle Telegram. You had a very interesting report talking about both fatal traffic incidents as well as drug overdoses in Lorain County. It was pretty eye-opening reading through all of this. So what are the important details to note with this, Dave?
Well, it's one of those things that we try to do every year, and obviously a bit morbid, you know, writing about death, talking about death, writing these kinds of stories. But unfortunately, we thought it was notable that Lorain County saw an increase in the number of people killed in traffic crashes. For the first time in 5 years, and unfortunately, as of late December, as of basically, I believe it was December 27th, there were 35 people who died in crashes on Lorain County roads in 2021. Kind of a sad milestone. 20 more than had died in 2020. Of course, 2020 was a little bit different when fewer people were out on the road. Mm-hmm. Fewer people were commuting to work, and traffic seemed to slow down a little bit more. You know, from my personal experience, you know, having commuted a little bit back and forth from my home to Elyria, and it just appeared that maybe there were fewer people on the road, and hence there were fewer deaths. But unfortunately, that was a major increase in 2021. Again, 35 fatalities. In 2019, only 20 years ago, there were 18. So we almost doubled the number that were just two years ago. According to State Highway Patrol, 20 of the 35 fatalities were on urban roads, which were a little bit more dangerous than rural ones. 15 deaths on rural roads, and intoxicated driving, either drugs or alcohol, figured in about 50% or slightly more than 50% of the fatalities in 2021. So that was pretty, pretty severe, sad milestone. And, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, Lorain County Public Health Department, you know, they often sort of take the time to look and see what the major causes were. Obviously, I mentioned intoxicated driving was one of those major causes, but whether or not speed, missing lights, not stopping at stop signs, following too closely, any of a host of other driving habits that reflect negatively in the amount of people who get injured and killed on the roads every year.
And on the drug overdose front there, Dave, I know this was quite a year in terms of focus on that, namely Lorain County Public Health. I know the Narcan kits were a big part of this year. So clearly the efforts around the county are pretty focused on that front as well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And there were, as of December 28th, 133 accidental fatal overdoses tallied by the Lorain County Coroner's Office. Now that number will probably not be final until about February. Additional toxicology results, autopsy reports, are needed, to potentially, determine what the final number of fatal overdose deaths. And that's all accidental drug overdoses, which is generally how overdoses, if they can't be proven to be, somebody who's dying by suicide, and that's entirely possible. And it's possible also that some of those suicides, some of those were suicides that were ruled, accidental. And it's possible that some accidentals may be ruled as suicide. It's just kind of down to what the medico-legal determination is. At or about the same level as there were in 2020, a lot of people locked down in 2020. A lot of us, just sort of behind closed doors, people not able to get out maybe to their doctor, people maybe not able to get out to a recovery meeting. There are 138 accidental fatal overdoses in 2020, according to the coroner's office. and there were 90 of those back in 2019. I like to give a range of about 3 years, just to let people know, you know, how things, how things have been in the past couple of years. And yeah, the public health told me that basically more than 200 people were reportedly saved by naloxone and Narcan kits, which those reverse opioid based accidental overdoses and can pull somebody right back from the brink of death out of an overdose. Sometimes they need to be administered more than once, sometimes more than twice, up to, I've seen, 4, 5, and 6 times to people who are going through a really severe overdose. Police departments carry them. You know, most of your paramedics and EMTs will be carrying them, firefighters, people who work in the emergency services. And then some people have them in their own homes. Some cities and states are testing out, basically Narcan, vending machines on the streets, because there are people who could potentially, start to have a fatal overdose, collapse. And if you can tell whether or not they're doing it, it won't harm you if you're not having one, but it could save your life if you are. So more distribution, I guess almost about 2,100 naloxone kits were distributed by Lorain County Public Health between January and October alone of 2021. And again, about 216 people were saved that they know of. There may have also been some incidents in people's, in private homes that weren't reported, or some people, were saved and their friends didn't report them. They didn't want to go to the hospital. You should always probably go to the hospital going through something as severe as that. But people can feel free to, to decline treatment because they're not no longer in any danger. So it's it's one of those things where, addiction is a disease, right? Pretty much every single, doctor or medical professional who deals with addiction will tell you that it is a disease. It is a brain disease because your brain's chemistry has been altered by this. So it's not, we're moving away from the idea that it's a moral failing.
Yeah.
We're moving away from that idea that it's a crime. There are crimes adjacent to it for absolute certain. That's under the law. Those are the laws that we have right now. But it's moving away from all of that, to the idea of harm reduction, of reducing the number of people who die. You can't get clean if you're dead. And that's sort of a sad but important truth, that people need to learn. And I've had that told to me by folks in the addiction industry, who are out there trying to save lives. And I think it's important to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you absolutely nailed it. Without getting too opinionated here, I think that's the right move in terms of kind of moving away from saying somebody, morally failed or whatever, and just calling it like it is. It is a brain disease. It's all, kind of wonky chemistry up there, if you will. So, I think that's outstanding. And the fact that, over 200 lives were saved with those Narcan kits. I can remember talking to former health director Dave Koval weeks, months ago about those Narcan kits and how helpful they are. And like you said, Dave, if you know somebody, especially if you know somebody who you feel could be at risk for that type of thing, it is absolutely better to have one on you to be ready to help that person as opposed to not having one. So fantastic stuff there. Dave, the other story I want to talk about here with you this morning comes from your friend Dylan Reynolds over there at the Chronicle-Telegram. He had this story in yesterday's edition, Tuesday's edition, talking about a new economic director over in North Ridgeville, one of Lorain County's most up-and-coming cities, at least I would say. What will this new economic director do over there in North Ridgeville? What's the big deal here?
Yeah, so North Ridgeville hired what they're calling the Director of Planning and Economic Development, and that is Kimberly Lieber, and she will be North Ridgeville's first Director of Planning and Economic Development. Her appointment was approved on Monday by City Council, who voted unanimously in her favor, and Mayor Kevin Corcoran also signed off on that. Lieber had a similar job in North Olmsted for almost 2 decades now, the last 18 years, and told Dylan that that basically, there's a great opportunity for development in North Ridgeville. My first job is to listen to the community and understand what the residents want, what they want to see, what the elected officials' input is, and just use my planning background to help synthesize that into something that makes sense, is the quote that she gave to Dylan and for his story. And yeah, this is a position that was created about 2 years ago, but no one had been hired for the role due to a delay due to the COVID-19 pandemic. and movement was just made on that just now. Libra will earn $110,000 per year. And you're right, Rocco, that North Ridgeville is basically the fastest growing city in Lorain County. I mean, it's come a long, long way. And there are folks around who when I first came here about 3 years ago, they said that keep an eye out on North Ridgeville. You know, it's gone from a lot of, you know, little houses and farmland and open spaces to a place where there's a lot of development going on, a lot of new homes going in, and that seems to have played out. And now this will be an opportunity for North Ridgeville to avoid some of the potential you know, problems that have befallen other cities, other towns, when development has outpaced kind of the plans that the city or township has had for that kind of thing. And I've reported on other cities in the past that have not taken this, you know, this same step or not had kept a real close eye on planning, and things have gotten away from them. So I think it's an interesting step for North Ridgeville to take, and hopefully it'll pay off for the citizens there.
And I think it will. I think it will, as residents there will soon be called North Ridgevillionaires, as our friend of the station, Michael Keefe, would say. So great stuff over there in North Ridgeville. And again, I think that's a great kind of middle step to take. You're a booming city. You got to kind of be able to handle that and not let things get out of hand, like you said there, Dave. So Dave O'Brien, our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Well, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, as per usual, we like to update the numbers of COVID-19 cases that we are seeing in the county, and that'll be another story probably out of the notebook of again our friend Dylan Reynolds. Also, there is apparently a new variant that is making its way across the globe. So we will be seeing what Lorain County Health Department Director Mark Adams, Health Commissioner Mark Adams, can tell my colleague Jason Hawk about that newest variant. Lorain School Board was meeting on Tuesday night, so reporter Chris Wojtach might have something to say about that. And I wrote up a story about my crime in courts half of what I do over here at the Chronicle. So I might have a story or two out of that when you pick up your paper on Wednesday.
Always floating around those courts, aren't you, Dave? Always up with the latest around there. Great stuff. Gosh, another variant. Are you kidding me? It feels like Oprah right now. You get a variant. You get a variant. You get a variant. Everybody gets a variant. Too much for me, Dave, tell you what. Well, we can close on perhaps a more light note here. Oh, maybe. I guess we'll see what direction this goes. It's my favorite part of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I'm going to give you this one again, from the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Disturbance in Brooklyn at the Red Crab at 4754 Ridge Road. A drunk woman was asked to leave the business. She refused and instead ran into the kitchen.
Well, just take a couple crab legs on your way out, right? Those things are expensive at the store. It's, you know, get a little butter, you know, heat those up. You might be on your way. You might have something special there. Wow. Oh boy, yeah. Don't be running into the kitchen drunk, folks. Come on. They're working hard enough back there. Don't be messing around with them. Well, great stuff, Dave. I appreciate the time as always this morning here on The Local Beat. A happy new year to you. One final time before we get past that threshold where we need to stop saying that. But again, one final happy new year to you. Thank you for joining me here on The Local Beat. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll chit chat some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll catch you later.